Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on Windows of Murph. On today's show, we had music from Alyssa Trahan, Megan Barker, and Amy Jo Potter. We also have my buddy Kevin from K-Dub Hit Country on as my guest co-host. So this should be fun. And with that being said, let's go ahead and if the button will work, because a blog talk's being a little difficult right now, but let me see. Hold on 1 second. Here we go. Let's see. This is taking longer than expected, but while we try and bring Kevin on, let me see something. Let's go ahead and take you back to where we left off last week at Countdown. At number 3 last week, we had April Cry with her brand new single, Perfectly Imperfect. Number 2 last week was my super talented friends, The Springs, with their brand new God Made One of Those. And at number 1 last week was Miss Lacey Cavalier with Every Time It Rains. And I think we've got Kevin on the line. Hey, Kevin, how are you, buddy?
Murph, I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me on. It's an honor.
Absolutely, man. Thank you for doing this.
I got to tell you, it sounds better when you're the on-air talent doing the interview and I'm the interviewee.
You know, I know how that goes, trust me. Because being the interviewee is a whole different ballgame, isn't it?
Absolutely, but just being able to do the show with you and be a part of the Countdown today on Blog Talk, I'm really honored, man. It's been too long since I saw you out in Nash. We gotta meet up again real soon.
Agreed. You know, a quick backstory on how me and Kevin became friends. We were actually nominated together for the Nashville Universe Awards, and we were at the show together, and you played a little game on stage, didn't you, with them?
I did. I went up and I played a little game, and it was pretty cool, and if I had lost it, I would have felt pretty bad. It was about your country music knowledge. I'm glad I didn't lose it, let me tell you.
Yep. I think if anybody, I think anybody in that room, if they'd lost, probably wouldn't have been able to live it down, I don't think.
We had a good time on that. And, man, I felt bad when I answered the first question wrong, but I made up for it, though, I tell you. That was a great, great time. I'm glad we got a chance to meet there, honestly.
Yeah, it was, buddy. I mean, you know, and I'll be honest with you, when I saw the nomination list the first time, and I saw I was on it with the likes of Bobby Bones, Betsy Spina, Stormy Warren, I was like, is this some kind of a cruel joke right now?
I got to tell you the same thing, because I felt that way when I got nominated for the Radio Station of the Year. I looked at that, and I was looking at all these Nash FM. I was looking at New York FM radio stations, Atlanta FM stations, and many more. And to be able to be a part of that and to be in that, that's just absolutely amazing. And to be able to go up against people like that, it should be, I felt like it was a true honor to be in the likes of those people, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you've got that, like I said, Bobby Bones, who is just one of the people that I respect so much in the industry. He's like a giant of the industry. Then you've got little old me down here. I'm like, wait, what?
That just means that you're well worth the award. That's the way I look at it. We are honored well enough to be a part of that award.
True. What do you say we jump into this countdown today, buddy?
I love it. Let's do it.
All right. At number three this week, we have a dear friend of mine, Miss Amy Jo Potter with Stupid Girl at number three this week. And at number three this week, that was Amy Jo Potter with A Stupid Girl. I wanted to ask you, Kevin, before we move on, how did you get into a radio yourself, buddy?
Well, it started when I was 18 years old. I got an internship with a major market radio station down here near Sacramento doing board operating. And I started board operating, and I wanted to learn more. I just wanted to keep learning more. And eventually, within about 2 years, I was able to do an on-air weekend show where I was getting some stuff done. And I was doing it only on the weekends. And I learned as much as I could. And as much as I could, just kept going further and further. So by getting into the FM radio business, it didn't pay the bills. Let's just put it that way. It didn't pay the way I wanted it to. So I ended up going and getting a full-time job making money to provide for my family, at which point then I wanted to start doing online radio. And once I got the online radio, it kind of just took off from there. And the rest of it is pretty much history. So anybody can get into it as an intern, and it's a great thing to the new radio is fun, music's fun, and we just have a great time with it. And I don't know why I'm telling you this, because you already know it's fun, because you already have fun.
You know, online radio, and I've been doing it 6 years. I started it in 2012. I covered another industry for a couple of years before I made the move permanently to music in 2014, but I love online radio. I mean, you're your own producer, your own a quote unquote station manager. You pick your own music, whatever you want to play. I mean, and I came into this literally with no training whatsoever.
Oh, wow. That's really impressive. I mean,
absolutely,
you know,
no training.
With no training and everything, I mean, you have a really great show right now. And I mean, that's what one good thing about online radio is you can do anything you want. And we're fully licensed because we play commercial music on KW Hit Country. So we're licensed through ASCAP, BMI, TSAC, Sound Exchange, all those, to be able to pay the royalties. And so we're fully licensed and legal on that. But just we still have the same thing, you know. We can play what we want when we want within FCC guidelines, but we can still take care of our listeners, and that's the one thing that FM radio is really shying away from, I feel. And just to be able to do this and have our own radio station and do things together, especially doing things like this is the camaraderie and the brothership that every radio should have, because they should be doing it for the music and for the people, you know.
I tell people this all the time. I got into radio not for my own notoriety, but it's all about the artist for me, you know. I mean, if this radio show can be a small step for an artist to get to wherever they want to be, then my job is done.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm with you on that.
Sometimes I wanted to mention, of course, I've listened to K-Dub, and I really have a ton of respect for what you guys are doing over there.
That really means a lot, Murphy. You know, thank you very much. I mean, that's why I'm more than honored to be on your show, because we have that same mutual respect. I have so much respect when I met you, and you were at the table right in front of us in the National Universe Awards, and just the mutual respect that everybody had there. It's just really amazing. So I really want to say thank you for your station, and thank you for having me on, and just for what you do for these indie artists. It's just tenfold what they'd get if there wasn't an online station willing to take a chance with them.
You know, and that's what I love about the country music community as a whole. I mean, of course, I understand that there are sharks out there and people not necessarily in the business for for that reason. I get it. I understand it. But generally, I think 85 or 90% of the people in country music, and it includes hosts like yourself, you guys are genuinely good people, I feel like.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, I've met a lot of artists that we've worked with. Since we do classic country, we've been blessed to be able to do a lot of country artist interviews. We're going to CMA Fest for the second year this year. And the artists that we've met have just been so amazing. They're so humble. They're so proud of what they do. And they're just really in it for the fans. And that's one thing that country music just resonates of, is it's all about the fans. I mean, anything from going to the unfortunate event happening at the Route 91 Harvest Festival with the Las Vegas shooter there, all of the country music artists and fans came together, and they did huge fundraisers. They had artists visiting people that were injured, their family, things like that. Anything that happens with the country music community family, once you get in, it's impossible to get out because you're just in such a great group of people, and country music brings that out in people, and it's really a blessing to be able to do this every day. I mean, between you and I, we do a lot for the indie artists, major artists, and it's a great feeling to be a part of a huge family, you know, that we call country music.
You know, and also a quick story for you, then we'll get back to the music. But several years ago, I was fortunate enough to meet Reba, okay? Reba is like the sweetest human being alive. She is so great.
What's that, Merv? What'd you say?
I said, several years ago, I was fortunate enough to meet the one and only Reba, who is sweetest person alive.
Let me tell you a story, Murph. We actually got, when we went to CMA Fest last year, we did a City of Hope softball tournament out there, and we got to meet Reba McEntire there. She was singing the Star Spangled Banner, the national anthem at the softball tournament. And we were all accessed on the field. We had the privilege of being able to meet her and other people. She is absolutely an amazing, wonderful individual.
And not only Reba, but I got to meet Kenny Chesney, Barbara Mandrell, who is just a sweetheart in and of herself. I mean,
oh, absolutely.
So let's get back to the music, shall we, buddy?
I love it. We're getting into the number two spot this time, right? What do we got for the number two spot?
You're going to love this title, okay? It's called I Cuss When I Pray.
I love it already.
You're going to love this song, trust me. It's from Megan Barker featuring Apollo's Crown. So,
nice.
Here it is at number two. This is Megan Barker featuring Apollo's Crown with I Cuss When I Pray on Indie Country Radio.
1, 2, 3.
this week. That was Megan Barker featuring Apollo's Crown with I Cuss When I Pray. That was a great song.
Murph, I got to tell you, that was I like that. I only cuss when I pray. Now, that's kind of like an oxymoron, isn't it?
Or something like that. I don't know. If you like that one, you're going to love what's coming up at number one. If you like that one, you're going to love the top song this week. It's a complete 360 from that. It's a pretty hilarious.
I'm excited to hear it. I love these countdowns. The way you guys do the countdown, I love it. I mean, the music is so good. I mean, how do you get the music for the countdown?
Oh gosh, I follow the artist on Twitter. I mean, social media is where we get 90% of our guests for the show, and I'll buy the songs off of iTunes or whatever, you know. So
nice, that's awesome. Now, see, you can tell I'm a radio host because I just totally took over and interviewed you and asked you a question. So you should be asking me the question. I'm so sorry, my friend.
trust me, get into that in about 3 minutes. Trust me. So you ready for number one?
Oh, I love it. I'm ready for it. What's the number one song of the week this week?
Number one this week, this is my friend Alyssa Trahan with I'm Here for the Dog.
I'm Here for the Dog. I love it.
I listen close to these lyrics, buddy. You will be rolling, I guarantee you. You will actually.
I'm glad I'm going to be on mute when this goes over, so I probably will be laughing pretty hard.
I laughed my butt off the first time I heard this song. I died the first time I heard this song. It was great.
Oh, man.
And here we go. Number one, this is Alyssa Trahan with I'm Here for the Dog on Indie Country Radio.
Walked out of that door, I've been missing you and the things you do more and more and more. Like the way you used to kiss my face, I see it now that you could never be replaced. And after looking through all the photographs, I decided it was time for me to get my baby back. I want the dog. Living all alone just ain't the same. I miss when all I had to do to see you was call your name. Nobody else really listens when I talk, and there just ain't nothing like when you and I would go out for a walk. Without you, I admit I'm depressed. I drove as fast as I could back to the previous address.
Melissa Trahan at number one this week with I'm Here for the Dog.
I tell you, I can barely contain myself, Murph.
What'd I tell you?
That's a great song. I think I might have to debut that tonight on my show.
What did I tell you, buddy? Actually, Alyssa commented on my Instagram a few minutes ago while the song was playing, and I was like, I cannot wait to hear what Kevin thinks of this song. I cannot wait to hear this.
I think I might do like a double take. I might play that twice tonight in my show because that's a hilarious song.
You know, if you like that one, you gotta check out her EP called Push Play. It's full of songs like that. It's great stuff.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'll have to definitely check that. I love checking out the indie artists because they're the ones that really make or break it, you know, and they're great. And I think you said Alyssa Trahan. I'm going to have to look that up because that's a great young, talented artist, it sounds like.
So I wanted to ask you, buddy, I know I teased a big announcement at the start of the show. But I wanted to turn things over to you for a little bit and talk about your upcoming radio awards.
That sounds great. Well, Murph, I'll tell you what. I'm glad that we're going to be able to do this together. It's called the KICMA. It's the K-Dub Indie Country Radio Music Awards, first annual, 2018. I've got to give a big shout out to Michael Kay and Nashville Universe for giving me the drive to do this because just seeing what they did and how they interacted with the indie music community and the indie artists of today, it really put a drive into it. And I had been thinking about doing this from some time now and just trying to figure out how to do it and how to pull the plug on it. And I just put it all together. And so we have open nominations up for the K-Dub and Indie Country Radio Music Awards 2018. And within not even a 48-hour span, this is how busy it is. Within less than 48 hours, we already have 185, almost 200 responses, and probably about 40 nominees per each different category. And we've got all kinds of categories that we're going through. I don't have them with me, but I'm pretty sure I can remember them. I know we got the top entertainer of the year, male and female vocalist of the year, duo, vocal duo of the year, group of the year. We're doing rising star, young artist, male artist of the year, young female artist of the year. So that would be 18 and under. And we've got so many others, PR firm of the year, videographer, photographer, fan club of the year. So we've got a lot of them that are willing to nominate a lot of people. So if you're interested in nominating people, you can go to our website, www.kdub, and that's K-D-U-B as in boy, hitcountry.com. And just click on the KICMA 2018 link, and it'll take you to nominations. Nominate and a short answer who you want to put in there, submit it, it'll submit. And the nominations will close June 15th. Between now and June 15th, you want to get your nominations in. And we're a little different than the other music awards that we went to, Nashville Universe and all of those. Because what we're going to do is during the first round of voting and the nominations, I'm going to handle all of the voting polls. And I'm going to make sure you guys can see at the end of it who actually got the most votes and popular vote for it. After the 15th, we're going to open up for a week or about a week and a half of voting, probably near the end of June. And that'll be the long list of nominees. That's everybody that got nominated. And we'll dull it down to a short list of 4 to 5 nominees. They'll be finalists that'll be going through to the next round, the final round of the KICMA Awards 2018. Whereas at that point, we're going to have about a week to a two-week voting window, which we'll determine probably at the end of the month to let you guys know exactly when that'll be. And what we'll do on that is as soon as that starts, I'm going to get in touch with a third party liaison and some music executives, and we're going to have music producers, music executives be a part of the final judging. So it will be by popular vote, but also based on talent, personality, references, things that you've done within the indie community, and it's not going to be by popularity contest. So what we'll do is once that final nomination starts, I'm going to get to a third party, somebody that's not affiliated with us, Indie Country Radio, or K-Dub Hit Country, and I'm going to change the password on the voting poll, and I'm going to have them have the password only. They're going to seal the envelopes, and we won't even ourselves know who won until the award show at the end of July. So get your nominations in. You can nominate as many people as you want, but you can only have one vote per nominee until the voting poll opens. Once the poll opens on June 15th, you can nominate, or you can vote once per day, per device, for any artist that you want. So the amount of votes will change at that point. So voting starts June 15th. We'll have that voting process start for the first round, the long list. And we're basically going to have a full-on award show out in Nashville. We're planning on doing an award show out in Nashville. Venue still trying to work on getting that. We've actually, I won't go public yet because I don't want to say it and know for sure, but we do have a venue set, a ballroom set near Antioch that we're probably going to use. We'll have light hors d'oeuvres, meat and cheese trays on each table, and then we'll probably end up having either an open bar or a full bar served. And that way we'll start selling tickets for. The tickets are going to be anywhere from $25 to $30. That's to cover our costs. We're not going to be doing any pay-to-play. We're going to have artists that are going to come and play that are also not only nominated but good friends of ours. And I'm hoping to have a couple surprise artists show up, some big-name artists are going to show up, and we're not going to say exactly who until they actually walk out on stage, but I guarantee they'll bring a crowd. We're going to pack a house of about 450 people, and we're hoping that this is going to be one of the best, and we're going to continue to do this music award from now until whenever K-Dub Hit Country finally says its last goodbye, which will probably be years and years and years from now. So it will definitely continue. And just so you guys know, on Blog Talk, I've actually asked Murph to be my special co-host there, and we're going to actually bring him in conjunction. He's going to be one of our co-hosts on stage introducing the awards and being a huge part of this. So between K-Dub, Indie Country Radio, and Blog Talk Radio weekdays with Murph, we're going to be more than honored to have Murph come on board and do the show with us. We're really excited to have him there as our personal co-host.
You know, and I so appreciate you reaching out to me to do this, man. I so appreciate that.
Yes, sir. I'm more than happy that you're able to do this.
Hey, Blood Talk Radio is probably going to kick us off the air in like 10 minutes. So I'm gonna go ahead and let you go. But I appreciate the assist today, brother.
Murph, anytime. And I'll tell you what, we're still working on getting you on air here. I'll tell you what, I'd like to get you on sometime next week, and let's promote it. Let's get your Blog Talk fans to get on and listen to that co-host with K-Dub and Murph, Kevin Williams and Murph on air. Let's do it. I'm just as excited as you are having me on here than to have you on our show. And if I can, I'd just like to give a shout out to all the K-Dub fans, the Blog Talk Radio fans. Thank you guys for the opportunity, for everything. Bless God for everything. And it's a true honor to be on your show, Murph. I mean, this was a fun time, and I hope we can do it again real soon. And much love to you, and I'll be seeing you very, very soon.
You know, you are more than welcome on the show anytime, my man.
Tell you what, that's likewise. You'll have my number now, so you can call in anytime between 5 and 9 p.m. Pacific time. Even if we don't plan on you being on, you call me and I see your name there, Cody Murph, I'll be like, hey, I got a special guest right now. We'll put you on right then and there.
All right, buddy. I think I'm gonna let you go and let you get back to your day. But again, thank you for doing this. This has been so much fun.
It's been a blast, Murph. Thanks again. And hey, you have a great day. And y'all out there in Blog Talk Radio Land, you have a great day. And make sure you follow us on Twitter, K-Dub Big Country.
All right, man. I'll talk to you later, buddy.
All right. Thanks, Murph. Bye now.
All right. Bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this week's Indie Country Radio with my buddy Kevin from a kid of Hip Country. I think with that, since I don't have any announcements, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.